Home is more important today than it's ever been. So if you're looking for the right place or trying to take advantage of those low interest rates with a refi, you should know that there's a nationally recognized mortgage originator right here in the Triad. Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation has been included in the top 200 loan originators in the country for 8 consecutive years. Providing personal service with experience, speed, and satisfaction is her number one priority. Trust Ashley to provide you with everything you need for a simple, rewarding home loan experience. And as a sponsor of the Triad Podcast Network, if you text or call Ashley at 336-575-9448 for your mortgage quote today, just mention the podcast, and upon receiving your quote, we'll send you a $25 local business gift card. 336-575-9448 to reach Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. Ashley McKenzie Sharp, NMLS ID number 100776, is a licensed mortgage originator in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID number 2289, is an equal housing lender.
Serving up a warm dish of the Triad's culinary fare, here's your weekly helping of food, news, and views. This is the man who ate the town.
Hey, folks, and welcome to episode 188 of the Man Who Ate the Town podcast. This is for the week of February 28th through the 22nd through the 28th, 2021. My name is Tim Beeman.
My name is Ray Morgan.
And I'm Leah Metz.
And we are opening the recipe box. We are recording this episode of the Man Who Ate the Town in the Less Desirable Studios South, a.k.a. my house. We are practicing social distancing and using Zoom, sponsored by Bull's Tavern here in Winston-Salem. If you're listening to us on your favorite podcatchers like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any others like that, we'd appreciate a like, a follow, and a rating. It would help us tremendously, more than you know. And if you're listening to us on the Triad Podcast Network, welcome and thank you. This episode of The Man Who Ate the Town is brought to you by Washington Perk and Provision Company, located at 301 West 4th Street. What will you find at the Perk? Just about anything you need, really. Dried goods, toiletries, local dairy, meats, fruits, veggies. A deli, get your sandwich on the go. I really dig their chicken sandwich, which I think is better than the hate chicken that are closed on Sundays. And their meatball sub. Wolfie's Custard is there. They have a chip wall and a beer and wine wall. And so much more. Washington Perk is better than a convenience store, but not quite a grocery store. On Facebook, they are Washington Perk, or at Washington Perk _ DTWS on Instagram. On Butcher and Bull's page, they have announced that they will be making a return, quote unquote, sometime in April 2021. Pick a date, man. Come on, pick a date.
April. We did. We picked April.
Purple. I don't know. Pick a date and go with it. Sometime in April is better than closed until. I get it. But you're not giving me anything to go on here. Still so much uncertainty with that. So, whatever. But the good news is they're coming back. I have no news on whether Chef Richard Miller will still be the chef. I really have no news on anything about Butcher and Bull other than sometime in April. I will continue to monitor the situation and report as I know something or anything. I've not heard back from Capture, who is their PR company. And actually, I saw it on the Marriott. They had reposted it. They had said something about, you know, something's brewing. We'll make an announcement later. We got something to say. They didn't, other than reposting the Marriott's post about their delicious restaurant. I didn't know restaurants could be delicious, but they their delicious restaurant is coming back sometime in April. And okay. But again,
it'd be good to have them back, but come on, give us a date.
Yeah. It's better than nothing, but come on.
Just only about that much better than nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
little smidge.
The Flower Box has announced that they are looking for a new location. They started.
Again?
Yeah. They started, I believe, where Camino is on Brookstown Avenue after Ollie's Bakery closed down. Then they moved to Old Salem and were there in that strange but quaint location that was previously a place called the Harpsichord, which lasted about 3 weeks. They then moved to the Schaffner House, and I really never figured out why. That building is beautiful inside and out, but you can't get to it. Parking is definitely at a minimum. When you do get to it, by the way, if you want to get in there, you have to drive all the way down Marshall and take a right on Brookstown and a right on High Street. And I think the new median they put there makes it difficult to turn in. So the only easy way to get there is from Salem Parkway.
Yeah.
I have never had anything from the Flower Box. So my understanding is you have?
I have. When they were still in Old Salem
before
they moved. Really, it was, like you said, a quaint place. It was very cool, very eclectic, very intimate. It was a smaller space. But our family was walking through Old Salem one day and said, man, we're kind of hungry. And so we went into the Flower Box. We had a great meal. Thoroughly enjoyed it. But I'm with you. It's like you went to that place where they were there before Salem Parkway even reopened.
Yeah.
Before Marshall Street was reopened. It's like, there's no way to get to you. Why'd you go there?
I think it was more for the aesthetics, really. I mean, it has to be the only reason.
I mean, it's a cool building.
Yeah, I mean, it's historic, which I also think is part of the problem here. My understanding is the roof needs repairs or overall replacing, and I have a feeling that that building is designated a historic landmark and would be an act of Congress to get that changed. Plus, it's not just a typical roof. It's specialty roof. And I'm sure that would be outrageous too. So they're not on my end of the list, but did they mention anything on their Facebook page, Leah? The only reason I know this is because Street Team Steven this morning sent me an email that he had been, because he's on their mailing list, and they had sent that message out. So thank you to Steven about that.
Yeah, just when you and I were checking the list and I emailed you about it, I went back and looked and they had just posted it, so I had missed it
on the going way through.
But but they had just literally just posted it. So it's
I think yesterday was the last day in that spot. So it's
I'm curious as to what's next for them.
Yeah, I hope they find a place that can be long-term, that can be easily accessible. Because even the Old Salem spot, I mean, where it was, yes, you could park in that back lot, but a lot of people didn't know you could park back there. So if you...
And there wasn't a lot of room. You might, maybe you get 20 people in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was tiny.
Yeah. When we ate at the Harpsichord one of the 9 days it was open, it was pretty tight in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the kitchen took up more space than the dining room did.
And yeah, you're right.
What was the Harpsichord?
It was a little sandwich shop that really did have a harpsichord in there. It was this couple that were a bit eclectic. Having a conversation with them was interesting. It was just, I don't really know. It was like off the wall sandwiches too. It was just strange combinations on different kinds of bread. And I really, I know I'm being vague there, but I don't even remember what it was. I just remember thinking, this is odd. I mean, fun stuff. And it was not peanut butter, no, but it was fun. It was just weird. And, you know, I have to spread myself around, right? And I just didn't get back there. And within a couple of weeks, I heard that they had closed, which did not surprise me. There was like four people in there whenever I was in there. So, thank you again, once more, to Stephen for getting me that information this morning. Diamondback Grill is a casual dining located in the heart of Buena Vista in Winston-Salem. Not an odd place at all.
No.
Kind of an odd location, but I think that's part of the charm. Diamondback Grill is a fantastic family-owned farm-to-fork restaurant that sources most of its ingredients from local farmers, which means the food is always fresh. Diamondback Grill also offers craft cocktails, an extensive beer list and wine list, and an inviting atmosphere if you're going to eat inside. I have not gotten to eat inside for a while because until I get my vaccine, I have to still eat outside. And when we're in this weather right now, that can be uncomfortable. But
a little chilly.
Yeah. Some days are not. Some days are not.
A little ice on it.
Yeah. Try to put food in your mouth when you can't feel your hands. That's eating with gloves is not an option when you have a burger, and trying to get it to your mouth. I keep going off to the side. So, yeah. But that's not Diamondback's fault. That's our deal. We just cannot eat inside right now. But Diamondback Grill is involved with the community, and they invite all their neighbors, and that doesn't mean just those people in Buena Vista, to come and sit by their fireplace and find fantastic food and beverage to make you and your taste buds happy. They are at 751 Avalon Road. Find them on the web at diamondbackgrill.com and on Facebook and Instagram. So remember a while back when we were talking about Camel City Coffee and trying to figure out where that second location was, when people say, oh, you know, two locations. I found it.
What?
Yeah, I first noticed it when Stephanie and I were going to dinner at Sir Winston on Saturday. We parked down at the Liberty Plaza building, and I didn't think much of it because, well, it was Saturday, and I just didn't think much of it. But I saw their Facebook page today, and they are on the ground floor of the Liberty Plaza building. I believe they're where the Off the Beaten Path coffee shop was previously. So if you go out of the courthouse and you have the courtside cafe there across the street, there's that like Sharp dealership and stuff in there where Thai Harmony is, right on the front of that building. But there's an alleyway that goes to a walkway that you can go into the parking deck from there. But there's around the back, there was Meta's, which I think is gone. I don't know what's going on with that. They are non-committal to anything. And there was Off the Beaten Path coffee shop, which had announced last year that they were closing or going online or thinking of something else, rebranding. I don't know what they're doing, but that's where Camel City Coffee is now located. So good for them because they're right across the way from the courthouse, and you know, lawyers drink a lot of coffee when they're not liquored up. So
I hate to hear that Meadows may be closed.
Yeah.
It's not really posted.
Yeah,
on their Facebook page.
And when they do, when they do post, it has nothing to do with food. It's, you know, remember Jesus and stuff like this. And you know, I'm not saying because it's about Jesus, but Jesus doesn't have anything to do with food. Just, you know, we don't need to know that you love Jesus for us to want to eat at your restaurant. In fact, that may dissuade me from eating at your restaurant. So don't preach to me, because I don't want that. I want food. But it's just a bunch of stuff.
They always had good food.
Yeah. See, I never got a chance to eat there. I didn't even know it was there, and until right before all this happened.
I mean, it's been there like 20 years now. Long time, and food has always been that kind of comfort, soul food sort of combination. Yeah. Food was always just spot on, but most of their audience, most of their customers were coming from the building.
Yeah.
Of course, when they started cooking, that smell started wafting up through all of the floors.
Yeah.
People would make their way back down to the basement.
Yeah, because that
it always smelled so good.
That building is very airy. I mean, it's an old building. You can walk in there and see that. I almost, when I was looking for a place after my first place downtown started falling through, I was going to have actually top floor corner office up there, but I just couldn't afford the monthly payments. So that's almost where the Less Desirable Studio ended up, but it didn't.
You'd have had a nice view.
Oh, I would have. And I really wanted that view. I would love to. I mean, I love my spot now, but I would love to be on an upper floor somewhere. So.
Yeah. The view from the studio currently is, well, not that exciting.
Well, there's no view, really. Even though I have a window, I do get light, but the window is like clouded over. I can't clean it. I mean, I can, but it won't come off. So you can see shapes and figures, but you can't see any details.
Yeah, the whatever it was, the seal on the window broke. So, between the panes, you just got stuff.
Yeah, gunk. It's like that scene in My Cousin Vinny when it's like, what's this brown stuff here? Dirt and stuff. Yeah. that's pretty much what it is. You can't see anything because of that. La Batana is closed today for construction upgrades. Just today, it says. Now, is it just me, or does La Batana close randomly more than any other place around town? Sorry, we will be closed today. This today, this tomorrow, this, that, this. I get the construction part, but like the boy who cried wolf, it's distracting and shows inconsistency. What are you going to say, Leah?
Yeah, well, we live nearby, so we randomly go. But we've learned that we should always check the Facebook page before we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when we get our craving up, and then we show up and...
Well, they already have weird hours, right? Mm-hmm. So they go from 11 to 2:15 and 4:30 to 8, which I think they used to even be weirder than that, like to 8:45 or 11:40 something to, I don't know. It was never, it was like TBS back in the 80s, you know? Everything started 5 minutes later than everything else. So the times for them is weird are weird, but I don't know.
At least with TBS, there was some logic behind it. Like you start a show somewhere else, you go, I really don't want to watch this. 5 minutes later, you could jump in and still be at the beginning of the show, not miss anything.
Right, and you were already 5 minutes behind on any other channel.
Right.
Yep.
So you'll stick with them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I got it. It was just funny. So,
yeah.
I want to talk about mojito for a second. Cuban and Latin inspired dishes from a fantastic family, the Millons, from brilliant ceviche, which I had this Saturday, empanadas and street corn to Cubano sandwiches, which Stephanie had, steak sandwiches and mojito burgers, shrimp and grits, vaca frita, ropa vieja. I had the mojito chicken. So I had, it was basically a quarter of chicken with yellow rice. Then I had the ceviche too. They've changed the ceviche up a little bit. Very citrusy, very, very good. Very acidic. I liked it. And Stephanie, who usually only eats half of the Cuban sandwich and then saves the other half, she must have really been hungry because she ate the whole thing. Yeah. But yeah, they have the plantains. They have all that stuff you're looking for. So if they do reservations, take out, have a rather large outdoor patio, which I must say, we sat outside Saturday morning. And while if you're outside on this past Saturday morning, it was chilly, but in the sun or just out in the open, it was just mild, right? I mean, 44 degrees sounds like it'd be cold, but it was mild. But I will say, sitting on that patio is a big breezeway. And it was... I'm very thankful that the food was delicious, because sitting there was uncomfortable. But again, that's not Mojito's fault. The food was fantastic, and it didn't cool off as fast as I thought it would. Yeah, good. it was really good. But I can't wait. Again, none of that is a reflection on Mojito. I just want warmer weather back.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Leah, do you have anything on your side of the list to talk about today?
So the only thing that I have is that the Sweet Truth, you can find them at Bowie's Market. Nice. They're now doing a little shopping option over there. So that's deliciousness.
So do they make it ahead of time and just deliver, or do you pre-order? And at a pickup location?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It says... it just says we'll still be accepting custom orders and bulk orders. You also have shopping options at Bowie's Creek. Coming soon, you will be able to place all orders online. So the thing that they're doing is she's closed the Farm Mall Street location and is going to online and then having stuff over at Bowie's Creek or Bowie's Market.
Okay.
So don't go by the shop, because she's not open there, but definitely you can run over. You can go over to Diamondback and go next door and get your
cupcakes dessert to go.
And some cake. Yes, some cake to go. Or you can order online, which I'm kind of excited for. Dangerous!
I want one of those, 15 of those, 100 of those.
Yeah.
Don't tell Mel. If you can come to the garage door, that would be great. Thank you very much.
And you'll just have to hide it or eat it before she gets home, right?
I mean, that's not a problem.
Yeah, stay out of my office. I've got it locked for a reason. Okay, stay out of there. No stash in there. Nothing to see.
What crumbs? I don't see no crumbs.
I don't smell no sugar on me, no.
Mm-mm. So other than that, just a little change, a little shift for Miss Bay, but I don't have anything else on my side.
All right. Well, let's talk about some food holidays in history, and that section will be brought to you today by Carrabba's Italian Grill, located 587 South Stratford Road. This is no chain. This is a responsible family of restaurants. Carrabba's and their owner partners take the communities they serve very seriously. And for us, we have Daniel Butner. And having Daniel Butner makes us winners.
Mm-hmm.
We win the Carrabba's lottery here in Winston-Salem because no other Carrabba's in the family have Daniel Butner.
They may have good people, but they don't have Daniel.
This is true. They have family bundles available. So don't forget, you can get full meals for your entire family bundled and ready to eat. Basically, family-style meals packaged. And not just calling and getting like four orders of something. They actually do family bundles.
Mm.
So you get full meals for your entire family, bundled and ready to eat, ready to go. Follow Carrabba's on social media and Carrabba's.com. So today is the 22nd of February. It is National Margarita Day.
Woohoo!
All right.
I am a fan of margaritas. I am not a fan of the next one, though. Cook a sweet potato day. I do not like sweet potatoes. I will just pass on that.
I love me a good sweet potato.
I just never have been a fan. It's something about it just irks me.
I don't understand them. Growing up in Idaho, where you have the russet potato, that was the only potato.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't till I came to North Carolina that
get these orange potatoes.
Yeah. And my brain is like sweet and potato. Like it can't.
Well, and it's not really sweet in and of itself. You got to add a little something to make it sweet.
It's still weird.
It is.
And we like to just bake them, just like you would a regular potato. Just bake them. The skin comes right off. A little bit of butter, a little salt.
Why do you want the skin to come off?
The skin's not as tasty. Now, like a regular potato, a russet potato. Oh, yeah. They eat those skins all the time.
Oh, yeah. They're good.
Not as fond of them with a sweet potato.
Mm.
Of course, you know, if you make them into a casserole or a pie, yeah, those are sweet. Love those, but yeah, just a good sweet potato. Yeah.
On the 22nd in 1630, Quataquina, an American Indian, supposedly introduced English colonists to popcorn. He had brought some.
What was that name again?
Quataquina.
Quataquina.
Quataquina. He had brought some to their first Thanksgiving dinner. Some sources say it was a year later on the 1631, but I'm going with 1630. It doesn't matter. Same date, different year, maybe. So a year. Let's just say there's a tilde in front of that, right?
I haven't met another Quataquina.
I hadn't either. It sounds like it'd be a girl, but it's apparently not. On the 22nd in 1879, Frank Winfield Woolworth opened his first Woolworth's Great 5 Cent store in Utica, New York. I don't know. Are there any left, any Woolworths left at all?
I don't know that I've seen one in forever.
Woolworth.
I remember them as a kid, but I don't remember.
It was. Let's see. When did it stop? Defunct as of 1997. So.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. In 1893, on the 22nd, Quebec declares beer of not over 4% alcohol is a temperance drink, making it legal. Well, that's a start. Dumbasses.
How do you really vote?
Yeah, the whole prohibition thing, Volstead Act, whatever you want to call it. I hate that.
Yeah. Well, we've got a new version of that that's about to be an issue in North Carolina. Our state to the north has now made some things legal that we here don't have in North Carolina. And an article that I saw in the Winston-Salem Journal a couple of weeks ago was talking about all the tax revenue that's about to go back to Virginia like we used to have when they had a lottery and we didn't. Mm-hmm. All our money was going over there.
So what is it, pot? Is that what they legalizing marijuana?
Yeah.
I can't.
For recreational use.
Yeah, I can. Not just medicinal. I cannot understand why. Why is it even illegal anymore? I have never done it. Don't look to do it if it's legal. Whatever. I'm for it, though. Think of the tax benefits. And, you know, there's revenue problems in this state. I guarantee it wouldn't be revenue problems after that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's follow this logic. Have you ever seen somebody that was an angry drunk?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen somebody smoking pot that was angry because they were smoking pot?
Nope.
They tend to just get
mellow,
really chill.
Yeah.
What happens when you drink way too much alcohol? You can get alcohol poisoning and die.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you smoke too much marijuana?
You fall asleep.
You wake up the next morning going, man, I feel good.
And hungry. I am really hungry.
Really hungry.
Go buy a case of Doritos.
I'm not saying that it's this most amazing and it's just glorious, but if I had the choice of most people were getting a stone going or they're getting a drunk going, I'd rather see them smoking.
You know, there's that commercial that happened, I think it was in the late 90s or early 2000s, where there were a group of, for one, it was stereotyping. It was a group of African-American guys in a drive-through, and they were smoking pot. And there was a little girl on a bicycle, and those guys just gunned it and ran the girl over, right? And I'm like, that is not going to happen. For one, they'd all be going, look at that girl. And then they would probably drift about a mile and a half per hour. And I said, y'all are being stupid. It's like that. That's metals and toxins in your lungs if you vape. That's not true either. You might have some stuff in there, like the ones that you find in convenience stores, but the one that you find in the actual vape stores, those are, you can get those even without nicotine. You just want the flavor stuff. So,
yeah.
Juul and the Vuul or whatever they're called there. Yeah, maybe. But there's still no definitive proof on that. I don't know. It's, we can kind of get off topic, but we have a tendency to do that.
just a little.
I just don't understand. This is the 21st century. There are a couple of things I don't understand. One, why can we not bury the power lines underground and not have to worry about, you know, I know it would cost up front to do that, but the long run benefit would be astronomical. And two, why can't we just legalize pot? Because most places, even the police, stop caring about that.
All right, if you're enjoying this podcast, then I hope you'll take just a quick second to hear about the folks that make it all possible, and that's the Ginther Group, a Triad real estate team with a vast local knowledge. Don't believe me? Hear it for yourself by listening to their real estate show right here on the Triad Podcast Network. I'm not even in the market, and I don't know what I'd do without an ally like Blake Ginther and the Ginther Group. They've helped me find a plumber, a roofer, and even helped my family save hundreds each month when we refinanced our home. Now imagine how they can help if you are in the market. They can help you get started with an evaluation to list and market your home. So if you're thinking of buying or selling in the Triad, call the Ginther Group at 336-283-8689 or find them online at theginthergroup.com. Now back to the show.
I've actually had a chance to speak with local law enforcement. And I said, man, if we find you with some of that, we're going to throw it away.
Yeah.
And we're going to tell you to quit. And beyond that, it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
They're like, it's, you know, if you're walking around with just a little bit, I got better, much better things to do than mess with you.
If you get found with 150 pounds and scales and stuff with the intent to distribute, that's one thing. If you have a quarter bag, whatever.
And I mean, the police have said there's a number of things that are illegal in the state of North Carolina. They're not even going to try. These whole sweepstakes things, they're all illegal. Every one of them is against North Carolina law. The police have all said across the state, we got bigger fish.
Yeah.
We're not even, if you want to enforce it, then you enforce it.
Yeah. Legalize marijuana. Yeah. Legalize marijuana.
Next.
All right. And on the 22nd in 1895, Lever Brothers registered Lifebuoy soap trademark. Some of you will remember the name Lifebuoy from A Christmas Story because it had a different kind of flavor. Ralphie had become a connoisseur of soaps over time, and Lifebuoy was not good. And his mom tried it and realized it still was not good.
Do they still make that?
Or do they
change that?
Well,
do they change its name? Because like there's a Lever 2000? Is that still around?
Yeah.
That's the same people, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and see, Unilever, the company, is one of the largest conglomerate of companies in the world. They own a hell of a lot of stuff. So they own sorry, listeners. Just have to deal with me here for a second. They own all the Lever stuff. They own Lipton. They own Hellman's. They own Dove. Heart brand ice creams, Magnum. I think Magnum is a ice cream bar. It is Sunsilk, Axe, Surf. Yeah.
Doug,
yeah.
Knorr.
Yeah.
Lipton. Purely, I'm looking. There's like 10 pages worth of
yeah
brand names that they own. That's just incredible.
Yeah, that started. Started with Lever Brothers and a margarine company. And those two merged together and now own a shload of stuff. Ben and Jerry's, Dollar Shave Club. They bought that just recently. So it's, yeah. They have a lot of stuff. And on the 22nd in 1920, the first artificial rabbit was used at a dog track in Emeryville, California. They had used real rabbits before then. People thought that was inhumane. In 1997, on the 22nd, scientists in Scotland announced they had the first successful cloning of a mammal, Dolly, a sheep, was cloned from an udder cell of an adult sheep. Dolly was actually born in July the year before, but only announced on this date in 1997. And in 2000...
Sure, it was still going to live.
Yeah. And it did for a while. It was several years old. And in 2005, on the 22nd, Winn-Dixie supermarket chain filed for bankruptcy reorganization. Probably very few of those left.
Yeah.
On the 23rd, it's National Banana Bread Day. It's
with or without nuts?
I prefer it without nuts, but I don't care if there's nuts in it. I just don't like crunchy and soft, so that throws me off. And I'm not a fan of walnuts, and that's usually what goes in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of walnuts.
And if it's really good, some of the mini chocolate chips. You knew I was going to put chocolate in there somewhere.
It's got to be in there. And add chocolate to this one, too. International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day.
Now, chocolate and dogs do not mix.
No, they do not. No. But if you're going to appreciate the dog biscuit, you would have to have some chocolate with it.
I'd have to coat that thing in chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got dog biscuit in my chocolate. You got chocolate on my dog biscuit. So,
two great tastes that taste great together. Chocolate and dog biscuits.
You heard it here first, folks.
You won't hear it repeated anywhere.
Yeah.
But you heard it here.
And all of the Triad Podcast Network people just clicked off. On the 23rd, Ebbets Field Memorial Day. We'll talk about that in a second. In 1822, on the 23rd, that's tomorrow, Boston was granted a charter to become a city, to incorporate as a city. So happy birthday to Boston. I actually, although I hate all your sports teams with the exception of the Celtics, I actually like the city. It's a fantastic
place. And their food.
And
you
their
are
food.
Fond of their food.
Oh, gosh, yes. We'll talk about something that was in food here in a minute. 1869, well, we're talking about food the whole time, but something about Boston's food. In 1869, Frederick Walton of London was granted the U.S. patent for his invention, linoleum, the first widely used smooth floor covering. In 1896, on the 23rd, Leo Hirschfeld introduced the Tootsie Roll at his small store in New York City and named it after his five-year-old daughter, whose nickname was Tootsie.
Oh, cool.
It was
That's where the name came from.
Yes, it was the first individually wrapped penny candy. In 1901,
that started a big trend.
Yes, it did. Now Tootsie Pops, and they have other things. I've seen Tootsie Roll, a bunch of stuff. Not a fan of Tootsie Rolls myself, but
I enjoyed them more as a kid than I do as an adult.
Yeah.
But I still remember how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll pop.
A three.
Three.
In 1901, on the 23rd, in Canada, the Supreme Court rules that the Manitoba Prohibition Law of 1900 is null and void. Thank you.
Woohoo!
In 1960, on the 23rd, Ebbets Field is torn down, the home of the former Brooklyn Dodgers. They played their last game in Ebbets Field on September 4th, 1957, and deserted to Los Angeles, California. I do believe that James Ealer, who we get these things from, is from Brooklyn and was a Dodgers fan. I think we hear about that a couple of times over. In 2009, on the 23rd, Donald Crabtree opened Grand View Topless Coffee Shop in Vassalboro, Maine, where the waiters and waitresses serve their customers topless. I've never had topless before. I wonder what it tastes like.
I ain't got no comment.
Moment of silence there. Wait, so the waiters are topless. Whoa, wow. Why, big deal.
Waitresses are topless too.
Well, no, that's a very different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the 24th, it's National Tortilla Chip Day. I like tortilla
Yum.
Chips.
Crunch.
It's World Bartender Day, so support your local bartenders.
A drink and tips.
Yes, especially the tip part. Even if you don't drink, mm-hmm. if you know somebody, tip them. I'm sure right now they're struggling. On the 24th, in 1857, the Los Angeles Vineyard Society was established in what would become Anaheim. In 1938, DuPont begins the production of nylon toothbrush bristles. A patent had been granted in 1937. The nylon bristles replaced hog bristles, so no more brushing your teeth with hog hair, which is gross.
Yeah. Thanks, Dow. Better living through chemical.
In 1989, on the 24th, a fossil egg was found in Utah that was 150 million years old.
And then the makers of Jurassic Park immediately tried to clone it.
Yeah. Yeah, when was Jurassic Park written book? You know?
90s? 80s? 90s?
The first one?
Yeah.
I would say it was early 90s.
The book, not the... Yeah, 1990. Ooh. It was 1990. And 1993 was the film adaptation. Steven Spielberg.
That's my childhood.
I was like, it didn't take them long.
Mm-mm. No.
Brighton was cranking them out pretty quick then.
Yeah. On the 25th, it's National Chocolate Covered Peanuts Day.
Of course.
It's also National Chili Day. like as in chili beans and stuff. Why not have that as your dessert? No, don't put them in there.
Well, as a dessert, but not combined.
And it's also National Clam Chowder Day. And as I was talking about with Boston, the best clam chowder I've ever had, ever, was at the Sail Loft restaurant in the harbor in Boston. That was all the deal.
You think it would have been good if you had had it 20 miles inland?
I don't know that it would have mattered. It was just how they made it. But it was actually on the harbor, because where we sat, we could look out to see the water right under us. So that was really good. I don't know, but the deal was the deal. it was so, so good. I should have just gotten two, because I got a fried fish platter or something. I should have just got more chowder.
More, please.
More, keep please. Bringing. Yeah,
just, I want another one.
And the thing is they take the, because it comes in a coffee mug, and it's like they just dip it down in there because it's running off the sides and everything, overflowing and running off the side. It's just so good.
Road trip.
Road trip. 1901, United States Steel, or U.S. Steel, was incorporated by J.P. Morgan. It became the first billion-dollar corporation. In 1958, Procter & Gamble Company registered Mr. Clean as a trademark.
Mr. Clean.
Yes. On the 26th of February, it's National Pistachio Day.
Yes.
I like pistachio-flavored stuff more than I like pistachios themselves.
Really?
But I don't mind pistachios. It's just too much work.
It is better if they've already been hauled.
Yeah.
Well, aren't they a little expensive? Or
they are.
Why?
I think just
because they're a pain in the butt to haul.
Yeah. Well, that and I think it's not fun picking them. Harvesting is not. It's like cashews. Cashews are expensive because they have to be handled correctly, because the husks of cashews, which is not a nut, by the way, it's a legume, but the husks are poison, so they have to be done a certain way, so the process is a little more expensive.
Did not know that.
There you go.
Me either.
On the 26th, it's also National Personal Chef's Day, both the 26th and the 16th of July, but this one is this month, and if you know a personal chef, I happen to know two or three of them. I like to say I have one, but he's not really a chef yet. He's working on it. I have a personal cook.
And I was going to say, and that's very personal.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. In 1895, on the 26th, Michael J. Owens of Toledo, Ohio, patented an automatic glass blowing machine that could make multiple bottles at the same time. A big advance in bottle making, he founded the Owens Bottle Machine Company and the Libby Owens Glass Company. And now there's, even here in Winston, just south of Winston, is Owens, Illinois, and Owens Corning. All of those had to do with him and his invention with glass.
Cool.
On the 26th in 1919, the Grand Canyon National Park was established. 1,218,375 acres in the northwest corner of Arizona. It is 18 miles across and over 200 miles long.
And stunning.
Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
In pictures.
Yeah. You've been there, Leah?
I've been there. Having grown up in Nevada.
Yeah.
It was accessible.
Yeah. On the same date, 10 years later, the Grand Teton National Park was established in Wyoming. The name was originally coined by French explorers who called it Les Trois Tetons, which means the Three Teats, which later was anglicized and shortened to Tetons because stupid Americans can't handle anything referring to highlighting or hinting of boobs. So we just can't handle that. But they are named after breasts. In 2008, on the 26th, all 7,100 Starbucks coffee shops in the United States closed for 3 hours of employee training. I don't know what it was. Maybe sensitivity, maybe new recipes, maybe, I don't know. I know it was right before the housing crash happened, but February in 2008, all 7,100 Starbucks closed for 3 hours. On the 27th, it's National Kahlua Day. It's also National Strawberry Day.
Yeah, but not really together.
Really?
So we went to a brewery, Brown Truck Brewing in High Point this weekend, and they had a strawberry chocolate blonde ale.
That sounds delicious, actually.
I kind of was skeptical, and I kind of was like, whatever. That was some good stuff right there, let me just tell you. So
I'm surprised you
I would
did
think it.
It
did surprise me, and that it had the strawberry flavor and the chocolate flavor and the aroma. So I could see some Kahlua and some strawberry in my coffee tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Probably. So, I mean, they make those strawberry syrups and people put strawberry syrup in coffee. So why not?
It seems an odd combination.
Yeah. Well, it's also National Protein Day, so you can eat while you're pondering whether to put coffee and strawberry flavors together.
Strawberry.
And because we absolutely had to have it, it's also World Sword Swallowers Day.
Come on. Yeah, that's a must-have for sure.
Yes, it's always the last Saturday of February. I guess they consider that eating. That's why we talk about it on this podcast.
Just going to bite my tongue.
Or risk cutting it off, I guess. In 1827, on the 27th, the first Mardi Gras celebration was held in New Orleans. In 1879, on the 27th, saccharin, an artificial sweetener, was discovered by Constantine Fallberg and Ira Ramson at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. The FDA required warning labels from 1977 to 2000s on products using saccharin because it was a suspected carcinogen. But after additional research and full awareness of what they were talking about, the FDA repealed the warning labels and declared saccharin safe for consumption. It just doesn't taste good.
It really doesn't. Talk about that nasty chemical aftertaste that you get from it.
If I'm going to have fake sugar like that, I would rather have Splenda. It at least has more of a sweet flavor and not chemical flavor. Still not
if
quite
I have as to have a, an, if I have to have one of those artificial sweeteners, I'll just stay. I'll wait for the real stuff.
I was going to say, no fat, no flavor.
Yeah.
Right.
Just give me some sugar. I mean, come on now.
In 1900, on the 27th, Felix Hoffmann of the German Fabrikin of... Fabrikin of Elberfeld Company was issued a U.S. patent for acid. All those
crazy
things.
Can you repeat that three times?
I can't even say it the first time.
Can you say it?
Soon, though, they marketed it at Bayer as the familiar pain reliever, aspirin. Now, aspirin was originally developed in 1853 by Charles Frederick Gerhardt, but he never followed up on it, and it was soon forgotten. So Felix Hoffman and the come up with aspirin and started, they sold it to Bayer.
Interesting.
I'm not saying that again.
You know, the Native American population in this country had their own version of aspirin hundreds and thousands of years before that. Willow tree bark.
Willow tree bark. Yep. Or peyote. Whatever.
Or peyote. Yeah, well, it's just not quite aspirin.
No, but it'll make you forget your pain.
Oh, yeah.
You're in the spirit world, asshole. But
what a long, strange trip it's been.
On the 28th, it's National Chocolate Souffle Day.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good. I can do that.
Of course you could. Other than grasshoppers and crickets, right? And ants.
Yeah. That pretty well covers it.
But I say don't knock it till you've tried it. And it is chocolate. So
it is chocolate.
It gives you at least some hope that you may at least experiment a little bit. On the 28th in 1827, the B&O Railroad, incorporated as the first U.S. railroad chartered to carry passengers and freight. Hmm.
And later it became a monopoly.
It did. Do you know what B&O stands for?
Body odor.
Not B-O, B&O.
Body and odor. Odor.
Well, it does carry passengers. So, Baltimore and Ohio. Because it started off.
Two distance.
It started off going there. 1935, on the 28th, at the DuPont Corporation, Dr. Wallace Hume Carruthers invented nylon. A patent was issued in 1937, and nylon stockings soon followed.
Yes.
In 2000.
And the fashion world rejoiced.
Yes. I personally hate nylon stockings.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like the feel of them. Not wearing them. I've never worn them. But I don't like the feel of them. I don't like the look of them. It always looks fake. And I just don't like that stuff.
Hey.
In 2006, on the 28th, Chicago's oldest restaurant, the 107-year-old Berghoff restaurant, closed. But it reorganized and reopened again 1 year later in the same spot. So... they have one in O'Hare Airport as well. So that's your food holidays and history for this week. Special thanks to James Ehler at foodreference.com for making us chuckle, roll our eyes, argue with Ray why he should put strawberries and Kahlua together with a side of sword swallowing. Yeah, thanks, James.
Is that what we're calling it these days?
Oh, boy.
So the Man Who Ate the Town podcast is part of the Less Desirables podcast network. Along with this podcast, you can listen to the Less Desirables, the Beer Dads, Fan Interference, Beeswax Final, and more, Wheeler's Dog, and Asylum Tales from the Devereaux Diaries podcast. You can find all these podcasts and their latest episodes on our network website and directory, tldpodnetwork.com. You'll also find social media links to each one there as well. This is a reminder to all of our listeners. It's good practice, not just now, but for always. Wash your damn hands. Wash with warm water and soap. Wash with that soap for 20 seconds or more. If you don't know how long 30 or 20 seconds or more is, then I refer you to this. Song was released 30-some years ago. 30,
you say, 82. Now you're making me feel old.
82, so 80? It's what? Oh. Yeah, so that's 39 years.
Was that, what, American Fool?
American Fool. Also with Jack and Diane.
Yep.
And
Little Diddy.
Yeah, a little Diddy. Hand to Hold On To. It's a good album.
Did well with that album.
Yeah, the whole album's really good. So yeah, that's, I always like to give you a little bit of a music trivia to go along with the day. Keep an eye on my blog and this podcast to find out more about the food news and happenings around town. If you have any food news, send us an email at Tim or Leah or Ray at The Man Who Ate the Town. You can also contact us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter Instant Messengers. Like us on Facebook. On Twitter, we are Man Who Number 8 the Town. On Instagram, we are Man Who Ate the Town. And now we invite you to call and leave a voicemail for the podcast or any other podcast on the TLD network. If you happen to listen to more than one, I hope you do. You can call 336-422-6862. That's right. 336-422-NUMB with a B. Leave us a voicemail. Dang it. And we'll play it. 336-422-NUMB. Well, Leah, I'm glad you hung out with us this week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were supposed to have a guest. I'm hoping next week to have a guest, someone. I'm going to try someone else. I have asked the guest today about a couple weeks from now, so give them some time to prepare for it. So, well, my name's Tim.
My name's Ray.
And I'm Leah.
And we're closing the recipe box. Until next time, thank you for reading. Thank you for listening. Bon appetit.
Yamas.
And opinions stated by me or any of my guests are solely those of ours and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of our hosting companies, distributors, enemies, friends, or relatives. This podcast is copyrighted and cannot be reproduced or distributed without express written consent of the man who ate the town, that's me, and such Limited Inc. However, if you ask nicely, we'll probably let you.